Hello, I'm Alex from CBeebies, and this is a download from the BBC. For more information on our terms and conditions, please go to the website bbc.co.uk/podcasts/CBeebies.
Hello, CBeebies!
It's summertime! Let's have some fun, indoors at home or in the sun. Let's eat some yummy picnic food to get us in an outdoor mood. Maybe we'll go on a holiday. On our journey, we'll need games to play. Down at the seaside, we can paddle with our feet. Or on a long car trip, we can count all the beeps. It's summertime! The sky is blue. There are lots of things to see and do. If you're outside or in the car, take CBeebies Radio wherever you are.
Great idea!
Holiday time! It's time to pack. 2 weeks until we're coming back. We can't forget a single thing. Let's open our suitcase and put it all in. T-shirts for the sun, a cap, a vest. We must make sure we look our best. Some towels for the beach and sun cream too, to keep our skin from burning through. Now it's off to the airport to catch our plane. Let's hope for sun and no more rain. Wherever we're going, there'll be time to play, because we're going on a holiday! Hello, you're listening to CBeebies Radio with me, Alex. And I'm a little busy at the moment.
What are you doing, Alex?
Well, I'm getting ready for my summer holiday. I'm going somewhere far away, so I need to pack a suitcase to take with me. It will be nice and hot there too. Now, what sort of clothes do you think I should pack? What do you wear when you go somewhere hot? What do you wear in the summer?
I would wear a dress because it's hot and it's nice to wear dresses.
I'd probably wear like some shorts that have like pockets where I could put some sun cream in them. And I would, like, have a top short-sleeved.
I would wear sunglasses. They keep the sun out of your eyes. I would wear a hat. And it helps your shoulders, like, don't get burned, because mine get especially burned. I wouldn't wear tights in the sun, because your legs could get really hot.
I probably wouldn't wear, like, long things, because the sun is, like, really hot and it's... When it shines on you, it makes you feel really hot and you'll probably feel a bit too hot and you might overburn.
I wouldn't wear, like, big jumper on.
Great! Now we're all packed and ready for our holiday. How are we going to get there? I'm going somewhere far away, so I think the best way to get there would be...
You could ride a bike.
No, not by bike. That would take ages.
You could swim.
Oh, I suppose I could. But I would get very, very tired along the way. And how would I bring my luggage?
You could fly.
Yes, I can fly. Or I could be on board something that flies.
The aeroplane.
That's it. I'm going to catch an aeroplane. Aeroplanes take off from an airport. So I'm off to the airport now to catch my plane. We're here at the airport, unloading the car of all our suitcases as we're going somewhere far. Up the escalators and the speakers are loud. They're announcing a flight, but we don't think it's ours. Everyone stops to have a closer listen. Then Dad says, "Oh no, something's missing." We had four suitcases, and now there are three. That means one's gone missing. But where could it be?
Oh, no!
Mum calls an attendant, asks, "What shall we do?" "No problem," they answer. "We'll find it for you." Along comes a trolley, driving on four wheels. The attendant who's driving waves at us and smiles. "Hop on my trolley and come along with me. I'll take you to where they keep lost property." So on we all climb, and after a while, "Our luggage is found," says Dad with a smile. And all just in time for the speakers to say, "The next flight is leaving, so do not delay." A man checks our passports, our tickets, and nods. "It's off through the gates." How exciting that was. Now we're all on the plane, up, up and away. I'm so looking forward to our holiday.
CBeebies!
It's Alex here on CBeebies Radio, and I'm off on a holiday. An aeroplane makes lots of interesting sounds, and Sid has some sounds for us now. Let's get comfortable in our seats and have a listen.
Sounds with Sid.
Can you hear, loud and clear, Sounds with Sid in your ear?
Sounds with Sid.
What's that noise? It's in my ear. Wait a mo. I'll see if I can get it out.
It's the sound of a flying plane. I spy with my little eye something flying high in the sky. Hidden by a cloud, oh, there it is again. I can see what it is. It's a little red plane. Can you hear it? It's just up there with its motor buzzing in the air, buzzing in the sky and buzzing round my brain. High up in the sky, it's a little red plane.
Sounds with Sid.
Plane,
plane.
Plane. A plane flying in the sky. A small plane. A big plane.
The plane is taking off.
Be a plane with me. Spread out your arms like wings. First,
Start your engine. Now, start zooming along the runway. And now, take off. Wow! Now you're in the air, like the little red plane. I spy with my little eye something flying high in the sky, hidden by a cloud. Oh, there it is again. I can see what it is. It's a little red plane. Can you hear it? It's just up there with its little motor buzzing in the air, buzzing in the sky and buzzing round my brain. High up in the sky, it's a little red plane. Have fun being a plane, whatever the colour. And I'll be back soon.
See Bibi!
When my friend Rachel comes round to stay for tea, we usually play lots of games, but one of them's my favourite. It's when we play a game called Holidays, and we get my mum's suitcase and we pack loads of clothes. I sometimes try on my mum's dresses, and I sometimes use my t-shirts and my shorts, and I pack my baby Bourne's clothes, like dresses and t-shirts and that. But then I have to climb the stairs with the suitcase and put the suitcase down in my playroom, and then I pretend it's a holiday room with Rachel, and Rachel looks after the baby, and me and I unpack and get dressed, and we pretend that we're going to a party or something.
It's Alex here on CBeebies Radio, and I'm off on a holiday. We've been on the plane, and now we're at our hotel. This is where we'll be staying while we're away. And do you know what I'm looking forward to most at the hotel? Having a dip in the swimming pool. Do you like swimming?
I love it!
Well, Freddie loves swimming too. Let's listen to Freddie going swimming with his dad.
Would you like to come swimming with me and Daddy? You need to get goggles, towels and swimming trunks and swimming ball.
Hey Daddy, let's go swimming.
Right, let's clip you in your chair.
Hey Daddy, I needed that.
All ready?
We're at the swimming pool right by the sea. We're now at the swimming pool. I'm going to go and change. I get changed into my swimming clothes. I'm wearing my swimming trunks. My swimming trunks are blue. I like swimming in the pool. I swim a whole length. I like splashing. I'm swimming here with Daddy. I normally come swimming every week. I like it because it's good fun. I play a game called Goggle Grabbing. I jump into the pool and grab the goggles. Daddy holds the goggles up for me. I make a huge splash.
Bit of good goggle grabbing.
Yeah, right, for 20 minutes.
This could be the next Olympic sport. All right, one, two, three, go.
Thanks for coming swimming with me. Bye.
Two elephants walked up to a guy who works at a beach and said, "Can we swim?" He said, "Sorry, guys, you can't swim. You only have one pair of trunks between you."
CBeebies! Time for a swim. Terrell has a Follow Me tune for us now. Get ready to make a big splash.
Come on, it's a Follow Me tune. Just do what I do to the music. And today, we're going swimming. What do we need to move to make us swim?
Our arms.
Yes, we'll need to move our arms over our head. Move one arm over, now the other arm, now both together. You're nearly swimming. What else do we need to do to help us swim?
Move our feet.
Oh yes, you've got it. We need to wiggle our feet. So wiggle one foot and wiggle the other foot. Oh, great.
Splash, splash, splash. Splash, splash, splash.
Oh,
splash,
great splash, swimming. Splash. Where are you swimming?
At the swimming pool.
Oh, yes, that is a really good place. Anywhere else?
I'm swimming in the sea.
Oh, wow. You have to be a really good swimmer to swim in the sea. What else can you see swimming in the sea?
A fish.
That's right, a fish. Let's all swim like fish. Lay on the floor and wriggle like a fish.
Wriggle, wriggle.
Wriggle, wriggle.
Wriggle, wriggle.
Wriggle, wriggle, wriggle. What else is swimming in the sea?
A dolphin.
A dolphin. They are great swimmers, jumping in and out of the water with the help of their strong tail. Let's jump through the water like a dolphin, waving our tail behind us. Here goes.
Jump, splash. Jump, splash.
Wow, great swimming, dolphins. What other animals swim?
My dog likes swimming.
Your dog? Oh, but dogs do a funny swimming move. It's called the doggy paddle. Put out your hand like dog paws and just move your hands very quickly, like a dog paddling in the water. Wow, sounds like you're having fun. Come on, it's time to get out of the water. Now you need to shake off the water just like a dog. Come on, let's get shaking.
Shake, 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 shake.
That's it. Shake, 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 shake. Brilliant. Now you're all dry. What great swimming we've done today.
Hurrah!
Whew, all that swimming was great fun. When I go swimming, I like to do the doggy paddle.
Stories, games and things to do. You can find them all on our website bbc.co.uk/cbeebies.
It's the end of another summer's day. Thanks for coming out to play. We hope you enjoyed our summer sounds. There's always fun with CBeebies around.
CBeebies!